Good morning. Hopefully you're not still feeling sleepy, right? From the turkey and the pie and things like that. I had a little bit of a letdown myself this Thanksgiving. Not because of my wife's cooking or the other women in my family. It was pretty incredible. You know, the food was wonderful and all these things. But my wife makes my favorite pie. And I went into the kitchen to find somebody had taken a fork and they'd been nibbling all over one side of it and left the fork laying there in the pan. I'm thinking, what if I wanted that piece? They destroyed it for me. I don't know. Who is this? Which one of my family? Do they have fever blisters? That's what I'm thinking. You know? I don't want any fever blisters. You know? Leave my pie alone. So I gotta cut it at a weird angle to get this side, right, of that last bit of the pie so that I can have it. So Janine probably make me another one this week. Isn't that great? She's something else. I know I married the right woman. She's the best kisser too, and I love that. That's a gift from God. It talks about it in the Bible. If you don't know where, come see me and we'll study it together. Okay? That way we can have you and have just as much enjoyment in your marriage relationship as I have in mine. I'm not going to kiss you. I want to make that clear. Just want to show you where the Bible says we're to enjoy that part of marriage together. God is great, though. And in this time of year, it is always good for us to stop and think about the things that we're grateful for, right? And I've been thinking about those this week as I completed this lesson. Thought about it this week with my family. It was a very enjoyable Thanksgiving for us this year. Hasn't always been that way, I'll admit. Right? Family sometimes can be hard. But even in the hardness of family and the issues we deal with sometimes, there are blessings to be found. God is great, and He gives to us great opportunities. He gives us the experience of life and the people around us, right? We have some incredible members of this church, men and women both, that remind me of how good God can be, right? And we look across the world. I want you to think for just a moment about great people you know. People who have achieved incredible feats. People that you know that have maybe shaped our nation or shaped your life personally. Right? How great those people are. And yet no matter how great, no matter to what height they rise, all people eventually fall. Because there is no one like our Savior. There is no one like our Father. Who is worthy of all that we have to give and more. And while we have had this opportunity in the last few days to be grateful and thankful, I wonder just how grateful we are on a regular basis.
To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the King, eternal, to the only wise God, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the King, eternal, to the only wise God, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the King, eternal, to the only wise God, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the King, eternal, to the only wise God. We bring honor, we bring glory, we bring praises forever, amen.
Forever and ever,
we bring honor, we bring glory, we bring praises
forever, amen. King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the King, eternal, to the only wise God, we bring honor.
In our weakness, in our fallacies, in our mistakes, in our shortcomings, there is a God who is worthy of all of our praise, who in His wisdom and might and power saw fit and as our Creator to give to us this gift. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. In the image of the Creator, the one who set the mountains around us and the valleys below, the sound of a running river, or the softness of floating clouds, the smell of a blooming flower, or the sound of the wings of a hummingbird. Looked into your life, knowing the mistakes you would make, the pain that you might bring to others. How many times that you would fall and said, "In my image, I will create you." And we all of us together, with an unveiled face, once being separated, is the reference here from the Father. Something stood between us and them, which is no longer that way because of Christ our Savior, who's given His life for us and allowed us the opportunity, Romans chapter 6, to be united with Him, right? In the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection. To be raised to walk in newness of life. To begin to realize the strength that comes from a Father and a Savior who loves us. While unsearchable and unfathomable, we begin to reach toward the concept of being created in the image of the Creator Himself. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So in our lives, through our fallacies, through our mistakes, through the words and the actions that bring pain to others, as He forgives us and raises us again to walk in His light, to begin to understand just a touch of the glory that we receive from our Savior. Like David in the 145th Psalm, we in our hearts can't help but to begin to raise to Him our voices like we've done this morning in Psalm. I will extol You, my God and my King, and bless Your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless You and praise Your name forever and ever. Like the song that we just heard, forever and ever, amen. Let it be so. That my heart, with its shortcomings, with its mistakes, with its fallacies, with never being what I really need to be, but yet striving to walk in the light with my Savior, to understand, to allow the veil not to be there any longer because I've given my life to Him, to walk in the glory to the best of my ability of the Father and the Creator. To understand that His Spirit that lives inside of me will allow me to lift my heart in praise and adoration in a way that I cannot do on my own. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of His glory. See, as a people, that is one of the greatest things that we're to be about. As we teach the message of the gospel, why do we teach that? For our salvation, to save the souls around us? Of course, but that's not the end. The end of that is to praise Him, to give Him the glory, because He once said, I will create you in my image. And the day will come that I will give my Son, which He has done, given it to us to bring us back to Him, to restore us to the relationship once lost to the Father. Then we can stand washed and made whole and clean and say, to You be the glory forever and ever. My Lord, my God, my Father, my Savior. That I be transformed when I fall, to look to Him, to repent, to rise above what I can be on my own. Because we're sealed with a promise. Sealed with a promise. And He stands by His promises. Then the next verse from David is, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. We could spend our entire lives in His Word together, lifting our voices in praise, and only begin to scratch the surface of what it means to lift our hearts to the One who saved us. The One who has said, you as my child are created in my image. And while the world comes in to destroy you and tear your families apart and give you no hope, I for you have a hope that is transforming. And wherever you are, whatever low spot in the world you find yourself in, that you can rise above and come to a place in salvation of our Savior, to walk with Him, to know that I've been sealed in a promise and the inheritance is mine. How incredible that is. I want to share with you something simply this morning, and the lesson is yours. On Wednesday evening, our ladies have been meeting in a class over here in the fellowship hall, and the old fellowship hall. And one of the things they've been doing is writing together in groups a psalm to the Lord, as we've seen David do this morning in 145. To find the opportunity to stop and look at our Father and what He's done for us, how incredible He is, the simple things that we often forget. I took a moment this week to look up a video about what it takes for us to breathe. The muscles that surround your rib cage and your diaphragm, your lungs, and all these things. And I had to stop and just set my hand on my chest for a minute and breathe a couple of times. And then suddenly to my mind came a picture of a hospital bed that I stood by once, as I watched a lady lying in the bed, a machine breathing for her. I And I wondered how many times in my life have I stopped and said, great God, mighty Creator, thank you for my breath. Thank you for my heartbeat. Eventually, I will read all of these to you, but this morning I want to just read one of them. I see you in natural wonders. The colors of sunrises and sunsets. You paint in my soul with their magnificence. The blue sky, rain, and rainbows. You are Creator of all things. I see in you natural wonders, green grass, spring flowers, autumn leaves, sparkling streams and ocean waves. You renew my spirit with your glory. You are Creator of all things. I see you in natural wonders, the beauty of a new life. Smiling eyes of a baby, the innocence of small children, and the energy of youth, and the wisdom of age. You are Creator of all things. I will praise you all the days of my life. And when the silver cord breaks, my breath returns to you. My God, Creator of all wonders. His love for us is more than we can understand. How good to stand before His throne as a family this day, not knowing if tomorrow we will have breath. To say, Lord God Almighty, you have created all. And when the day comes that my silver cord breaks and my chest rises no longer, my breath will return to you. How can we not be thankful for that opportunity? How could we not inside, with our hearts, pour out our praise to God above? That's the opportunity we've had this morning. That is who we are. But if you're here this morning and you don't understand that opportunity, if you haven't experienced laying your burdens behind, to say, God, in your hands is my breath. We can help you do that this morning. Set your life right. Surround you with love and prayer. for helping you be united with him in the likeness of his death, burial, and resurrection. Won't you come as we stand and sing?
Keep the one first love of Jesus in his mercy.